Oh, baby, how do I? It's a musical day here at Tallahassee Talks. I've got Drew Tillman and Soren in the second hour. You want to stay tuned for these two guys talking about the Tallahassee music scene and what the creative process is in that endeavor. In the first hour, your very favorite, the new 76ers, they're going to talk about their remarkable music and how much they have done of late. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
In 1945, Jack Widen started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now over 75 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Widen because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Widen Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Widen wanted, and it's been the Widen way of doing business for over 75 years. Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Widen Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or widenglass.com.
Here we are again, my friend, on this opportunity to bring to you exciting news from around the city of Tallahassee, County of Leon, North Florida, and beyond even. Some news coming from, I don't know, parts unknown. That's to be discovered. That's why you need to stay tuned for the entire broadcast today, because I got lots of very cool stuff for you. Yes, some announcements coming from county and city officials. I think that's important. That will impact your life. It's kind of our responsibility around here. You know, we're not exactly a news show, right? But we feel obliged to make sure that you and I are best informed of the stuff that matters most. So typically you're not going to hear from us about, you know, the latest robbery or shooting or sort of thing. We're more into the stuff that sustains life and why it is we work so darn hard to have things like mountain bike trails and such, and, you know, water quality, and I don't know, things that are, again, sort of sustaining and all that good stuff. And the people who make that even more noticeable, like the new 76ers, they'll be with us here in the first hour talking about their rather nifty career as a group. And man, aren't they, I mean, everybody loves them. And they will do a little live performance right here in studio, so you're going to stay tuned for that. We should also mention that we have officially launched our Tallahassee Help Christmas Connection campaign. It's part of our annual effort here at Tallahassee Talks with our media partners, Lamar Advertising, Moose Magnificat Radio, Tallahassee Family Magazine. All of this effort to simply remind us that in their 43 years, this is an organization that has served hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families everywhere from Leon to Jefferson County and back, working directly with over 40 local social service agencies. This is why in these number of years that we've been involved, and now that's at about 20 years, we run this ad campaign, basically, running advertising on their behalf, not at their cost, but courtesy of the sponsors who we bring forward and say, look at who is helping us do this. Well, it's hard to do anything around here without our friends at Widen Glass jumping up and saying, hey, we'll be a part of that. So, of course, they're there, and sellers here in Tallahassee, they're also a big part of this in bringing this message out to you. And we're going to identify some other sponsors as they come forward through the next couple of weeks. It's always an exciting period of time for us here because we find ourselves knitting together, bringing together people who are like-minded. And these business owners that pay for the advertising and the volunteers who make sure that all of this work goes in the right direction. And then it's people like you and I who are providing gift cards, either Amazon or Walmart, Target, you know, or gas cards, groceries, restaurants, whatever. That's a great way to give. Of course, toys, new toys, games and books are always welcome. Non-perishable food items. But then there's things like the small household appliances. Maybe you and I just don't even think that that's an issue. But for a lot of families in these situations, a coffee maker, a toaster, or how about pots and pans or dish sets? Folks, I'm telling you, in its history, Christmas Connection has made the difference. And that difference shows up not just over the next couple of months during Christmas time. It is an impact that lasts and makes a difference in the lives of kids and their parents and extended family. You know, we wring our hands around this town, bemoaning the fact that we have high crime rates and violent crime and robberies and such. Our own Leon County Sheriff has said they've done the homework. They know where this is really being driven. Through poverty, through lack, through want. Okay, so if we can in some way put another card on the table, another chip to their good, maybe we can help tip that balance. And why wouldn't we want to try? Let's do it, okay? Make it part of your effort now. Begin planning as you're shopping, as you're thinking about it. Christmas Connection, they're opening up their headquarters now or have over there on Appalachie Parkway, Capital Circle Southeast right there next to the Leon County Supervisor of Election Office. So be sure to check it out online, helpchristmasconnection.com. .com is the address. Here are some further announcements of good news. Let's see here. This is a drug take-back event that's coming up October 29. This is the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. This is Tallahassee Police Department that's hosting this. So you can drop off, you know, all of those barbiturates and amphetamines. Oh, okay. High blood pressure medications that may be out of date or whatever, but it's a prescription drug drop-off event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 29th of October at TPD headquarters. I suggest that you not be bringing in, you know, little dime bags of whatever. It's probably not a thing. This is prescribed drugs. Can we get that straight? Thank you very much. City of Tallahassee also wants you to know that they are hosting a grant writing workshop in partnership with Housing and Urban Development. You can go to a two-day grant writing workshop. This is coming up November 2nd and 3rd to be held at City Commission Chamber, second floor. That's convenient. November 2nd, 8:30 to 1. November 2nd is 8:30 to 4:30. And then on the 3rd, it's 8:30 to 1. So 2 days, all of this training for you and I to better learn how to apply for a grant, likely with HUD, with her Housing Urban Development. You want to learn more about that, you can go to talgov.com/grant-workshop. And by the way, registration is required, okay? So you got to do this if you want to be a part of it. Go to talgov.com/grant-workshop to register. If you want to talk to somebody, you can call the Grants Management Office. That number, local area, 850-891-9000. 8724. Okay. Well, we've also got news here from the county. In fairness, let's flip the page. Yes, they have a new mountain bike website, Leon County Division of Tourism, that's designed to get you better informed of all of the various bike trails. This is M as in mountain, B as in bike, T as in Tallahassee, mbtallahassee.com, designed to provide information and inspire visitors and residents to discover the numerous number of mountain biking trails. You're going to check that out. I know you will. So we'll have more information about that. It's pretty cool. Folks, stay with me. I've got New 76ers standing by. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're here with this lovely trio. I say lovely because at least two of those folks that we know as the New 76ers are in fact very lovely. Brian Durham and Danny Goddard. Kelly is not just lovely, she's fantabulous. Oh, she is the crown jewel of this otherwise rather boring group of people who brings to... How about that for an intro?
He's a flutter.
The New 76ers have won the hearts of many people across the region, and in doing so, they have found their niche. They have found a place in this fabric of Tallahassee's sound. You're in for a real treat because we've got them for the entire show today. They're going to do some here now, and then they're going to hang around. We got to probably feed them or something, but then they'll be back in the second hour and do some more. But it gives us a chance to get to know them a little bit. Brian Durham, you have for your career as a musician under your belt a number of talents. You're not just the bass player, because I happen to know that you are multi-instrumental in your approach. Tell us about your musical background.
Oh, man.
Or just tell us whatever you want to tell us. It doesn't matter.
Really. Okay.
Yeah, right. Just talk about what you want to.
Okay, so I guess for historical purposes, I did a lot of singing. I focused a lot on a lot of like oldies, you know, 60s and 70s, a lot of Motown. That interests me.
Boys to Men.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Really? And doo-wop, that whole thing?
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Boys to Men was more of when I was like elementary and on.
Best soul voice in the South.
But growing up, growing up, I definitely listened to a lot of like, a lot of oldies, which happened to do with a lot of Motown hits.
Yeah.
As far as instruments go, I started on guitar. And from that point on, my dad played a lot of bluegrass. He listened to Gabby's Gold. He bought every single bluegrass instrument that you could ever imagine, which is a true statement.
Look at that.
So in my closet, when I was...
But couldn't play them.
Love you, Bill.
Love you, Bill. But he really focused on mandolin, and I just kind of like grabbed each of those instruments and kind of, you know, discovered and explored.
That's amazing.
And as I got older, I became just a little bit more exploratory with my instrumentation. I play by ear, so a lot of the stuff that I pick up, I just play by ear. So that's whatever remarkable. I make the noise with my ear.
So your sister Kelly here is the other third of this trio. You guys did music together when you were growing up? Much?
Well, he talked about oldies music, and our parents, it was kind of like a famous thing to do on Saturday nights to like move all the furniture back, you know, against the wall, and we'd have like a dance party. So we listened to a lot of oldies. It was when Studebakers was open back in the 80s, and they would broadcast live from Studebakers on Saturday nights.
Just be quiet. This is Kelly's turn.
That's right.
You had your moment.
Go.
Golly.
So,
brothers always messing around. And don't break
it. Carl, edit that out.
You're breaking the furniture. Golly. Folks, that's all we can do with these people. We're done here. Kelly, I apologize.
That's okay.
I've lost control here. It's not surprising.
So,
people.
So the discovery came pretty quickly for you folks in life, yeah, where you knew, oh, we got something going on.
Yeah.
Then you get hooked up with this guy, Danny Goddard.
What?
How did that all happen? I mean, you had a perfectly good thing going, and then Danny jumps in there.
Well, actually, when we met Danny, Brian and I weren't playing professionally. We were going to the warehouse for open mic nights.
Kelly was.
Nice. I was. Brian was still in high school, I think, at that point.
Okay.
But, and then that's how Danny and I met, was up there, and he was actually playing in a rock and roll band at the time, and I became a backstage Betty.
Mm.
Which
Whoa.
Not sure what that means.
I had the official lanyard and everything.
Wow.
So kind of when Danny and I started dating, I was at that time playing in a bluegrass band called Blue Moon. And our website was, and our first record was called Just Barely Bluegrass.
Oh, cool.
Because we did just barely play bluegrass. But we would play up at Posey's, and Danny started sitting in with us and on guitar and mando. And then we didn't have a bass player. And eventually.
Yeah, we did. Carrie Hamby.
Carrie Hamby actually did play bass for a very short period of time.
Great bass player.
Well, look, you know, we've got plenty of time here to get to know you folks, and so I don't want to rush through this. We do have to take a quick break. We're going to learn about our good buddy Danny Goddard.
That's right.
So let's do this. Let's take a moment. We've got a song that you're going to do for us here. Folks, you're going to love this. The song is entitled Lillian. I want you to hear the song, and then we'll talk about it after the break.
Cool.
Let's listen.
Ask me.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks Radio.
And I'm Coach Sue Semrau.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help during this critical time of year, and the businesses sponsoring the Tallahassee Food Challenge want to remind each of us to take the challenge by making an additional contribution and donating food.
As the school year comes to an end, many children no longer have access to school-based food support programs. As a result, supplies run low, while the needs for assistance is even higher. Join us in giving generously during this critical time of need. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families across our community.
Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com to learn how you can help and where you can donate. Your donation will go directly to these charities that do so much to help the needs of so many.
Take the challenge. Fill a bowl.
Feed the hungry. Do it now. Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We've got the new 76ers here in studio. And wow, if we get through the rest of this next half hour or two coming up, this rest of the show, it'll be a miracle because I have no idea where we're going with this. Mm-hmm. But we've already learned about Brian and Kelly. And then comes Danny, who then brings what? How did the new 76ers go from being a couple of people to a trio and then where you are now?
That's pretty simple. Hurricane Dennis wiped out Posies, which was our only real gig with Blue Moon. Brian was at that point in the band as our bass player. And kind of the other two guys, our buddy John worked for the state, a lot of session. And we just kind of, it just kind of morphed and it became a lot easier to just the three of us, which Kelly and I were at that point living together, married, with a child, and Brian was there, you know, right around the corner. It just became easy for us to just become
very
a three-piece.
Cool.
And at that time, we started, you know, playing more closer to our style, you know, less bluegrass, more, we kind of do, I guess, folk music. So
were you the new 76ers then, or did that, how did that come about?
No, we became that, you know, like most bands, right before a gig, you know, and we needed a name to put on the poster. And so
works for me.
We basically that became the name of our band, and we just kept it going, and then we haven't changed it.
And the origin of the name is what?
It's the highly contested, and we don't talk about that.
We each have a version.
It's elusive
because it's been so long ago. It's kind of like why your parents split up and talking to them at different reunions.
Okay, so back away slowly is what you're telling me. Okay,
yeah.
We don't want to approach
Brian's
this.
Wrong.
I understand, too, that you guys cannot have rehearsals
wrong.
Because you fight
we do
like
not
crazy.
Have rehearsals.
I understand.
That's correct.
I understand.
People think we're joking when we say
no,
that.
No, I
we
don't.
Just don't do it.
I really don't. I get it because I'm that way with my own family.
Yes.
We do a lot of great things together. Just don't try to plan anything.
Yeah.
Because the planning always falls apart.
We talked to Carl when he was doing sound, when he was setting us up today.
Right.
We have a new song.
Yeah.
And when we're on a mic, we sit there and we rehearse the new song right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
that's our rehearsal, I guess. But it just happens when we get a minute and we're doing something else.
So before the break, we listened to Lillian. Kelly, this is a neat story in your life because it has to do with your great-grandmother, your grandmother?
My grandparents, actually.
Nani?
Nani, yep. Nani, she was my dad's mom, and she was born in 1912, and we think she met Braxton, my grandfather, around 1920s and got married. But this song is really about me imagining how they met and then kind of how, you know, the evolution of their life together.
And it's cool because it is a waltz. And I know that a lot of times it's difficult, especially for people who enjoy dancing the waltz, to find a band that's going to play a waltz. It's really a lovely song.
It's funny because watching people, like, just the evolution of the song as we started playing it and then watching people dance to it, it's such a it's a timeless dance, and it's just really beautiful and simple, and it just warms me inside, you know, to watch people enjoying it.
I watched you guys the night of the Southern Music Rising Festival out there at Monticello Opera House, and I had not met you prior to that. I'd heard your music, but watching you together on stage was a real treat. And I know you had another couple of players with you that were spotting, you know, they were coming in and such. But
you talk about how it's tough to rehearse, but man, I want to tell you, you guys come together and it's palpable. I mean, the not only is there's this blend, there's clearly this level of respect and trust mm-hmm. among yes, the three definitely. Of you that I don't know how to describe it other than to say it's like watching something acrobatic because it's that carefully created and timed, and you really have each other's back.
Yeah,
it comes to me too. The song Lillian, is that where a lot of the music comes from? Your own personal stories and history and family and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe Brian, you can speak to that.
I would. I mean, I think being the most novice of songwriters for this band, that I think a lot of us, we get a lot from our history, but then also from like new ideas and from the muse and whatever like happens, you know, during that certain time.
Well, I know you've got another one for us. What's the title of this song?
This next tune is called Rosalie.
Rosalie.
It's a duet that Kelly and I do together. It's a newer song.
All right. Let's listen. Rosalie, the new 76ers.
Reaching out in this moment for the thing most I am wanting. Just a minute to touch you, and I won't let you down.
If you wonder, I'm waiting. Hear a truth, I will always love you. You can neither receive her. I won't let you down,
and I won't let you down. Can this be? Oh. Framed and it's love. Give me something to hold to, and I won't let you down.
Be with me in this fever. Hear a truth, you make me love more. There's not no other. I won't let you down,
and I won't let you down. Can
I won't let you.
you down.
In 1945, Jack Whidden started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now over 75 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whidden because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whidden Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Whidden wanted, and it's been the Whidden way of doing business for over 75 years. Whidden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whidden Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whiddenglass.com. Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics, and ceramic, and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
We're back. We're with the new 76ers who generously have agreed to stay with us through this second hour, and I'm not going to take any time away from this fantastic music. We got two songs for us here. The first one is called Gone, so we're going to listen to that, and then you're going to hear Seen It All Go Down. Ladies and gentlemen, the new 76ers.
You'd give in all that stay could take, never worrying about which heart it may break. You see more clearly now since you've been born. Never worried about the rain that is gone.
It is gone, gone, gone.
Last wheel is just as bad as a fragile of mind. Some hearts do explode without the courtesy of time. And I sure do love you more than you'll ever know. But just like rain, I'm gonna have to up and go.
Go, go, go. I'm known as the wind I blow all over the place.
not show a man's caress in your face. Strumming through your fingertips and blowing through your hair. This type of emotion is not easy to compare. I knew things would change, maybe rearrange. Things might not have worked out so strange. Hey, it comes around. Well, I held you in my hand. You see, the hardest thing did to me. Seems like it was meant to be, but you shut it down. But I seen it all go down, seen it all go down before. But I seen it all go down, seen it all go down before. And dream about those things you just can't live without. Inside you just make a shout, hey, we must get out. If you ask my hand, I'd give it, man, and lead us from this strange place. It's a creepy place, who put us here? It's hard to trace. But I've seen it all go down, seen it all go down before. But I've seen it all go down, seen it all go down before. True, believe I lost a piece of you. You took all of these things and I never knew. If you ask my hand, I'd give it, man, and lead us from this strange. It's a creepy place, who put us here? It's hard to trace. But I've seen it all go down, seen it all go down before. But I've seen it all go down, seen it all go down before. But I've seen it all go down, seen it all go down before. Go down, seen it all go down before.
Woo! Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were gonna do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
In 1945, Jack Whidden started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now over 75 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whidden because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whidden Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Whidden wanted, and it's been the Whidden way of doing business for over 75 years. Whidden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whidden Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whiddenglass.com. Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics, and ceramic, and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453. Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks Radio.
And I'm Coach Sue Semrau.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help during this critical time of year. And the businesses sponsoring the Tallahassee Food Challenge want to remind each of us to take the challenge by making an additional contribution and donating food.
As the school year comes to an end, many children no longer have access to school-based food support programs. As a result, supplies run low, while the needs for assistance is even higher. Join us in giving generously during this critical time of need. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families across our community.
Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com to learn how you can help and where you can donate. Your donation will go directly to these charities that do so much to help the needs of so many.
Take the challenge. Fill a bowl.
Feed the hungry. Do it now. Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Here we are again, my friend, with an opportunity that doesn't come this way very often for yours truly, in which I have the chance to bring a couple of very accomplished and capable artists, musicians themselves, songwriters, performers. Say what you will, these are the folks that are examples of people who have been out there, who stay out there in this world of music and entertainment and such. And so I've invited Sorn to be with us here today. How are you, sir?
Doing really well, thank you.
Looking good.
Thank you so much.
Love the garb.
Appreciate that.
Yes,
thank you.
You got a good look going on. I'm real
thank
pleased
you so much.
That. Yes.
I appreciate that.
Shut up. And then we have our very good friend, Drew Tillman. How are you, Mr. Perfect?
I am just perfect. I'm doing well. And I'm kind of mad because he looks better than I do.
Doesn't that drive you nuts? Geez, I know, I hate that.
Just
come on,
it hurts.
No.
It's just
hurts
not fair.
Deep down.
I woke
inside
up like this.
That's right. Yeah, he just gets up out of bed and he just That's looks right. gorgeous. Golly.
Britney Spears has nothing on it.
So with that introduction, it's a pleasure to have you guys. And you know, we started out this week thinking about how we would talk about among other things, the music scene in Tallahassee, such as it is. But as you know very well, for me, it's a question of exploration. It's always a question of finding out whether in fact there is something happening there worth talking about. And I kind of think that there is, and you two are better able then to talk about the music scene in Tallahassee, perhaps, and we'll say music in general as an industry and as the culture goes, you know, what's happening with you personally in your own careers. Now, this is looking forward, but within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we've got the Tallahassee Music Week, Music Festival, and Word of South that comes right in that same middle of April. Both of those are new arrivals on the scene, and both of them are in only their second year. So these were two separate ideas happened to come together last year for the first time. But both of them, for me, represent a turning point, I think. And that's what I want you guys to talk about. When you find yourself in this sleepy little southern town in Tallahassee, and yet you have people like Mark Mustian, who muscles his way through and makes Word of South come about, digging deep into his own pocket and throwing down. I mean, he's had some help, thankfully, but that was, he was the visionary, and he was the guy who really put it out there.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Pushing the envelope.
Envelope. And then you got Rick Miner over here, who has this concept of Tallahassee Music Week. And he has personally committed time and resource. And again, thankfully, there's a host of folks that are part of that effort. When you think about the way your music has developed, you have, over the years, recognized an evolution in your own styling. And Soarin', as it became your handle for your followers, took on some different meaning from where you began. And folks, you know, I've had the opportunity to watch that happen because he is my oldest son, and being a part of that in his life from his even his very early beginnings, I'll have to say, honestly. But certainly in your early adulthood, things really started to shape up for you. And I thought maybe you could just talk about what you observe personally in your own pursuit of this. Because it is, you know, it's not without its frustration. And, you know, in some ways, it's just flat out painful, I think.
Well, what adventure is painless, you know? I think, you know, talking about family, it goes back to that. And the beginning of all of this, for me, started with really holding the question, why do I deserve to make art? And Nietzsche says, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. And with that adage in mind, I thought, well, isn't that really the thing, is to get to the why. Why is it that we do what we do? What is the need? What is the essence of it that we feel compelled to share with people? And it started with a recording of me singing and making beats as a two-year-old. My brother Carl and my grandfather and mother just sitting around were sharing songs. And I thought, okay, as a two-year-old, I'm making beats and I'm singing. And the beats are kind of sound sort of, you know, polyrhythmic. So maybe I go that way of finding that root element and then exploring that, and then in combination with that, recognizing that as a creative, I've always found myself interested in fusing mediums, taking a visual art piece and finding the song in it. What does a color sound like? What does a song look like? And so all of the incarnations of that presentation, whether it be on record or in a live performance, were the ongoing experiment, you know. And, you know, growing up, you know, you start with what you know, with who's around you.
Yeah.
And like so many things in life, I think that pursuit in and of itself is one where you're continually finding new ideas, new ways of presenting, letting go of old things, and then other things that seem to just continue on, you know. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, I found that those continuous parts were the voice, exploring that emotive inner self, you know, really focusing on refining and allowing for that to come out in its purest form.
And you know, what I noticed from my vantage point, and I have an advantage, I guess, in that I could see that struggle. You know, I knew that you were trying to find your voice, and it's been remarkable to hear that, and even in your visual art, to see that changing over time. Drew, you've experienced some of that too, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, as a songwriter, as a singer, as a performer.
I'm fighting for it here.
Yeah.
We just did the Tallahassee Songwriters Festival.
Right.
And we partnered with the Tallahassee Museum.
Yeah.
And we brought in, and we did okay. It was for the first outing, but I wanted, there's a lot of people that, there's so much art here and writing that I wanted to have the opportunity for people to sit up there and to do their art and to expect nothing but, oh, here we go. This is the artist. He's singing what he does and nothing else. Yep. You're not going to hear a radio song. You're not going to hear anything but the music, and then have the opportunity to talk about where it comes from. Yeah, you know, for me, the music comes from a mysterious kind of place inside me that I don't really know, and I struggle to connect with it. So, and I do it every night, every single night when I go out on stage, because I think the audience deserves it. If they're going to listen to me, I might as well give them everything I have. And it's not a work ethic, but it is, but it's more really finding my art every night. And when I sing the same songs every night, I find something different, you know, in the song, and I connect. And hopefully, sometimes it's really weird that all the emotion and all the things go out. And I'm just kind of conduit, and I'm not really feeling as much. And then there's sometimes when I'm completely floating and where everything is just effortless. I'm not even thinking.
Wow.
So
talking with Drew Tillman here and Sorn as we spend the day, spend this next hour and half that remains talking about music, talking about art, Tallahassee, and all things related. So you stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Sorn, with Drew Tillman. Keep going. What are you talking about?
It's just, you know, connecting with your heart, connecting with your soul. And you do it on two levels. You do it visually, and that's something when you create a piece, it's done. How do you connect?
Right. I think there's a big need in the culture for that reconnection. One of the things that I'll do is these vocal workshops with people. So when I do a tour, I'll take a afternoon before a show and throw up the invite, and I'll get between 30 and 50 people. There's a Zimbabwean proverb: if you can talk you can sing. If you can walk, you can dance. And I think that a lot of the conditioning has been, no, you're not a good singer, so you shouldn't even try. Or you're, you know, this sort of the anorexic model thing, where all of these people are comparing themselves to a standard that is unrealistic. And in fact, what is intuitive, what is human, is to really emote, to come from that emotional place. And so much of singing for me, especially, is tapping into that emotional place. So it's not even about technique. I never had formal training as a singer, you know. Right? So yeah. I think for us, it's, you talk about being a conduit, it really is about, like a good method actor, opening up and plugging into those things that are the triggers. And then from there, that's where the beauty comes. And that's what people really connect to, I think.
Yeah, I you're right. I have to keep my heart open, too. And that means learning and reading. I mean, I just read the Chronicles of Narnia for the 10th time, and I just went, holy cow, there's some stuff in here,
right?
You know, that I didn't see.
Yeah.
And that connects my heart. That connects. Absolutely. You know, there's things, and you learn, it all goes in there, and then it sits there for a while. But eventually, it comes out with a song like The Great Unknown, which is a song where I'm searching for a power greater than myself.
Yeah.
Something that can connect me.
Yep.
You know, take my soul to a higher being is the first line in the song.
You know what I hear in both of you, the idea that you really have no choice in this matter when it comes to should I pursue this, because it's pursuing you. That's whether the way it sounds, and that strikes me as different than, let's say, somebody who says, man, I just want to get out there and be an entertainer. I want to make a lot of money. I want to be famous. And I'm going to sign those contracts. And here we go. And that has dominated the commercial music in the last, you know, 75 years, even maybe longer. But certainly record companies, looking at guys like you, didn't talk about helping you discover your inner voice or celebrate your art. You know, they looked at selling records, man. And, you know, what has happened, I think, and I want you to speak to this, the internet has made it possible for any of us to do what we do and have audience that we would not have otherwise. And I mean, not to get us pulled down that path, but
it certainly has leveled the playing field.
It has, and it means that you guys get to do what you do, trying to connect, and then thereby connect with an audience that wants to connect with you in that music. And them discovering, I have a voice too. Maybe I can't sing just like Drew, and I don't need to, but I can sing just like me, and I can sing those lyrics right along with him. And these are people that are across the world from you.
I can sing just like me. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that, Soren, when you find yourself looking back, now here you are in your early 30s and you've been at this for a while, was there a point at which early on that you said, I am a musician and this is my career? Or did it just sort of happen to you? How talk about that.
I think there was, you know, that feeling of, this is what I want to do. This is what I feel compelled to do. And then in that investigation of the why, it sort of came about that, okay, yes, this is who I am and this is what I can offer. Huh. And, you know, with the advent of the internet, I look to a lot of role models of mine who were using that as the tool. You know, people who were adapting with the technology and the change.
Yeah.
And based on that, I thought, okay, and I did my own research and found different resources that allowed for me to have digital distribution. And, you know, since I do have the visual art element, being able to monetize that as well, where the original pieces I was making, I was able to turn that into everything from leggings to, you know.
So you have a store on your website where you can actually sell product.
And it's great because, over the last few years, what I've been able to do is really diversify. And I think that's a huge part of the conversation for anybody looking to be a creative is how you can take your thing and monetize that. Not because you're trying to, quote unquote, sell out, which is something I really don't believe in.
Yeah.
But rather, how can you, you know, sustain and you know, and survive as a creative in this new climate?
What does it mean to sell out, Drew? Is that a relevant idea?
I think you just lose your. I don't know if it's losing your dream, but you lose your vision. You lose. You settle for something. You know, I worked for the state to help my kids for a while, and every footstep was telling me, "You don't want to do this." Mm. Every echo, and they were big halls, so it echoed quite a bit, and every echo, and by circumstances, I'm no longer there, and this is all I'm doing, and I'm very, very pleased. But it was like a resurgence or a reawakening or something, because it took 6 months for me to go out, and I don't know if it was finding my confidence, but I think it was just finding myself in my art.
Yeah.
And then I get little signposts along the way, and one of them is Peter Gabriel. He has always been a visual artist. He is on his stage show. He's trying to teach you something. Huh. I watched him come out and sing Biko, and I saw him live, and then I saw the video, and he came out and he started singing. And when he got done, he goes, "It's up to you now." And he walks off stage. And if you're really a thinking person, you're going, do I want that violence that happened to ever happen again? And it is up to me. Mm. So he teaches. And I think part of my art is teaching without, you know, the people are there to have a good time. And I understand that. And I like that.
Yeah.
That's okay, but at the same time, there's a John Keats under there who really you visualize, you get it in your head. This is who I am, and boy, it drives you. I don't think I sing because I can. I sing because I have to. I think the other. You know, it's like a faucet. You know, the other things that are for normal people, it's turned, those things are on and they get to vent and they get all this stuff at me. It comes out in the music.
Yeah.
So it's a one
faucet. That's the outlet. Yeah.
Talking with Drew Tillman here in Sorn, you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. You've got ABC News coming up here at the top of the hour. Stay with me. We've got lots of music, lots of conversation on up ahead.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Drew Tillman and Soren. It seems to me the music that you are creating, have created, and are creating.
It's funny you say
it's dynamic.
I was just thinking about another song we're not going to play, but it's called I Won't Give Up. And somebody came up and said, well, what the heck?
Yeah.
And I said, well, the song is about struggling inside yourself. Has nothing to do with outside yourself, because it's the inside will make you move. yeah. and everything. But that entity, that's the great unknown, which I guess that's the next song.
Well, we're going to do that. I'm going to take a moment here. We want to listen to one of Soren's compositions. Eloy, Eloy is the song. Do you want to say anything about this real quick? Or
It's another piece from House of Stone. It's from the perspective of the youngest brother.
Okay.
And it's a story of his crying for unconditional love. I also wanted to speak to the Tallahassee scene too, if there's time.
Let's do that. Let's take this song, and then I want you to talk about the local. Can we do that? So this is Eloy Eloy, Soren.
Do you remember how I ran away from home to find my way? Can you recall how you taught me to drown the world I found one day? I can remember how you looked at me in spite of all the
Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Radio Land. This is blues guitarist Jerry Thigpen. Don't you move, because this is Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Drew Tillman, who, by the way, has this neat little 911 reunion tour coming up in August. That's a few months away, but might as well just throw down right now and talk about that. And those of you who've known Drew over the years, love his music. Now operating with this group called Mr. Perfect, which I love, because you are, in fact, Mr. Perfect. We all know that. We've known that for a long time. So, and I speak with authority on that topic, because my four have all come to realize he is flawless.
Infallible. He's just
absolutely, yeah, all wow. Powerful. Wow, all powerful. I am
pure
the
as the driven snow.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, enough of that. The fact is, the local scene, and you spoke to this a little earlier, and you know, when you think about that, we've had this conversation before too. A lot of the local club, as they're sometimes referred to, owners, club owners. I mean, they're not clubs. Most of these places are just, you know, selling beer and booze and such. And that was really the vibe. You know, it was like I need people who will get a lot of attention, bring a lot of people in here to buy liquor, and that's my business. You know, that's what I do. I hope that's changing. Drew, do you think so? Do we have a shot at actually cultivating? I mean, Bradfordville Blues Club certainly has helped.
I don't know
helped,
if it's but, changing, but I mean, I play in hotels now sometimes.
Huh.
I mean, sometimes. I still do what I do.
Yeah.
And it actually seems to work. I guess it's just from a brass tacks, it's the choice of songs at your pace as you go through the night. If you're mm-hmm. doing original music, you have to sell it at the moment to them. But I don't think like that. It's more find the world and when you're singing your own music, find the world, you know, that you're in, and that will sell, hopefully. And if it doesn't, it's okay. I've been doing it long enough to know that if an audience doesn't respond, it's not my fault and it's not their fault.
Right.
They're somewhere else.
We've got a song here, Drew Tillman, Great Unknown. Talk about that a little bit. What is this all about?
Well, it's a song that came all at once. Very rarely do I sit down and just, it's done. Sometimes I have to really work to bring it out. But this song came all at once. And I wrote it very late at night, sitting on the edge of my bed.
Wow.
And my wife was asleep, and I was playing on this little guitar, electric guitar, you know, just playing. I finished the song, went to sleep, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I got up in the morning, the first thing, my wife read the lyrics and said, "Do you have music to this?" And I said, "Yeah, I wrote some things." So I sang, and she said, "Don't do anything."
Just
and I said, "Okay." Yeah. And then I started realizing that it was a part of my brain or something was going on, because I tapped into something that I had never really. Wow. It kind of wrote itself.
Very cool. We're going to close the show with this song, folks. Thanks for being with me today. It's such a pleasure to have these two accomplished artists. The Tallahassee music scene is alive and well, and these two guys are a big reason for that. We'll close the show with Great Unknown, Drew Tillman. coming up here. You join me again next Saturday. We'll be looking for you right here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks Radio.
And I'm Coach Sue Semrau.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help during this critical time of year, and the businesses sponsoring the Tallahassee Food Challenge want to remind each of us to take the challenge by making an additional contribution and donating food.
As the school year comes to an end, many children no longer have access to school-based food support programs. As a result, supplies run low, while the needs for assistance is even higher. Join us in giving generously during this critical time of need. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families across our community.
Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com to learn how you can help and where you can donate. Your donation will go directly to these charities that do so much to help the needs of so many.
Take the challenge. Fill a bowl.
Feed the hungry. Do it now. Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics and ceramic and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453.
Whidden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Whidden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Whidden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Whidden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Whidden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.